teaching American school kids that they are citizens of the world and we are now part of a global economy is a deceitful message. What the globalists want to do is to con us into a plan to add the poor countries around the world to our list of welfare handout recipients. The United Nations globalists gathered in Warsaw, Poland this fall for another conference to devise language to talk the United States into opening our treasury to the world. This gang of globalists used to spread scare talk about global warming, but when the globe stopped warming 16 years ago, they changed the language to calling it climate change. At their shindig last year in Doha, Qatar, Executive Secretary Christiana Figueres told the world that the real purpose of the UN Framework Convention on Climate Change is to bring about a complete transformation of the economic structure of the world. The most recent big climate news was Typhoon Hainan that struck the Philippines, but assessing liability is considered nearly impossible. Even the global warming advocates admit that it can take years for scientists to determine whether global warming contributed to that event or to increase its severity. This bunch is still licking its wounds about the refusal of the United States to ratify the Kyoto Protocol. They're now at work to replace the Kyoto Protocol with a new legally binding treaty. It is set for completion and signing in the year 2015 in Paris, France, and to go in effect in 2020. Of course, the United States is paying for all the ongoing UN shenanigans. We pay hundreds of millions of dollars a year in so-called dues, while at least two dozen of the 103 UN members pay only $1,000 in dues or less. Yet they enjoy the same voting privileges that we do.
This has been the Phyllis Schlafly Report from Eagle Forum. Chances are you or someone you care about is unemployed or underemployed. At eagleforum.org, in a blog conversation with Phyllis Schlafly, we're weighing the causes and solutions of this national crisis. One thing is certain, more government spending is not the answer. Join the blog at eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us next time for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology, all while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. Escapeharassment.com.
the reality is that there's other police officers that know this family than I know, and they're extremely upset, disgusted, and clearly, from what I could see from the looks on their faces, they had no idea that anything else was going on here. We're going to take a quick break. We're going to be right back. Stay tuned.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
Strike!
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit EscapeHarassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit EscapeHarassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's EscapeHarassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. EscapeHarassment.com.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped to get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
InternetTruth.org. And my friends, all I'm trying to communicate here is that the man was making tapes of his behavior. And I don't have any proof that anybody else saw those tapes, but the question is, why would you make them if you weren't going to show them to somebody else? And it brings even more disturbing issue to the forefront, and that's basically pornography in general. You know, literally. I'm just saying. In this particular instance, who knows? Does this guy have like a little... Did this guy have other friends that where they were doing this to their wives and sharing the tapes amongst themselves? I don't know. But the bottom line is that there's no such thing as a victimless crime. It's a crime. Period. The end. There's always victims involved. In this case, the victim was this literally lovely young lady, and that is dead now. That she was the victim. The other thing I wanted to comment on is that when the article was first posted, there was a lot of individuals that jumped in, and they were quick to say, well, this is because she was going to leave him, and that literally she shouldn't have set him off like that. And, you know, I grew weary of people justifying the actions of homicidal psychopaths and sociopaths based on the fact that someone did something to make them angry. You know, our society literally cowers in fear at making people angry. You know, I'm sorry, if you're going to do what's right in this world, if you're going to stand up for what's right, people are going to get mad at you. It's just the way it is. Deal with it. And if you unfortunate in the fortunate position where you live in a situation where you feel your life is being threatened, understand that the psychopath that is intimidating you, making you feel afraid, whether it's a man or a woman, they might not have as much power as you think they may have. And literally, they might just basically be lying to you about the influence they have so that they can keep you in the position you're in. And as far as leaving somebody, well, you know, there are legitimate grounds for divorce. You know, I don't accept the position that divorce is never justified. There's legitimate grounds for it. People are justified in a case where they clearly have enough evidence to show that their life is in danger, the danger of their kids. Who knows what else was involved here? You know, I think it's unfortunate that these facts aren't being reported by the mainstream media. Instead, this will be used as some kind of an argument against guns or some kind of an argument against women and divorce rights. That's not what this is about. This is about a guy who permitted himself to become so twisted that he took a lovely creature and turned her into nothing more than an inanimate object that he felt it was his right to abuse. That's what this is. And the bottom line is you want to look for the cause. Well, it's real simple to understand the cause. This guy chose to look at things that fed his perversions, first of all, and then he basically got into acting out his perversion, second of all, and then he turned into producing his own pornography, third of all. And for what purpose, we will never know. Whether that was for profit, so he could turn around and sell it, or whether it was just so he could sit down with his buddies and have a good laugh, I don't know. I wasn't there. But I will tell you this, that this society and the things that we tolerate now, I mean, it goes beyond unfortunate. And literally, the things that we consider to be free speech are not. And the things that we consider to be protected speech, especially when it comes to pornography, it's not. It's simply filth that people throw in front of our faces for profit. And it's always full of victims, regardless. Whether it's an innocent wife trying to raise a couple kids whose husband basically is looking on the internet at pornographic videos at night and not spending time with his family, or someone like this that becomes so twisted mentally that they start acting out the things that they see, it doesn't matter. It's not a victimless crime. This is a victim. She's dead. There's two kids. They're victims. They're dead. Now, what I find interesting is that our society, we talk about hate speech. We talk about race. We talk about symbols. And we throw them out there. And if someone were to use one of the code words, then they're going to be persecuted. They're going to be driven off the face of the earth. And all I'm trying to get at is that, on the other hand, if someone wants to produce pornography, even at the expense of their own family, if they want to sell it, if they want to circulate it on the internet, if they want to do whatever they want, then how is that protected? I don't understand it. Now, some will say, well, you know, Paul, this is a victimless crime because they're willing participants. This woman wasn't a willing participant, all right? She wasn't a willing participant. She could have made been made to appear to be a willing participant in the videos, I don't know. But she was an unwilling participant, which is why she was going to leave the guy. And I just have to ask, how many more unwilling participants are there out there? How many other people are the women out there who become so desperate that they find themselves in a situation where they're forced into this kind of thing? I mean, people talk about God, and I can tell you right now, God's looking down and he's saying to himself, you know, I'm not going to tolerate the abuse of my daughters much longer here, any longer. Just a matter of time before he wipes this sewage away from us. I think it's funny that when the Academy Awards, when the red carpet was rolled out to the Academy Awards, that a sewer line broke and dumped raw sewage on the red carpet. That was a sign, my friends. Basically, that was a sign to tell you what Hollywood is really producing here. Now, you didn't read about that in the mainstream media. You didn't see that before the award ceremony. But Google it. You'll see. There's pictures of it happening. Articles written about it. But it never made it into your media stream because this is the thing they don't want you to know. They know they're selling you filth. They know they're selling you gross perversion. And they know what it is. But it makes them money. Therefore, they justify it because money buys pleasure. And to these people, pleasure and happiness are the same. And that's what's unfortunate. Unfortunate for us. Now, I'm not going to blame the pornographers completely, but I will tell you this. There's got to be consumers of it as well. And all I'm trying to point out to the consumers is that there's people like this lady that's a victim. And so it's not a victimless crime. That's all I'm trying to convey. Nothing more, nothing less. I'm going to go ahead and open up the phone lines. Feel free to call in. We're going to take a quick break here. And all I know is this. This woman is in heaven. Her kids are in heaven. And this twisted, psychopathic monster, his soul's burning in hell. So eventually justice has its day too. But it's just unfortunate that she's not going to be the first and she isn't going to be the last. That's what's unfortunate. The thought precedes the action. That's all I'm saying. I don't care what it is. Before people do, they think about it. And if we allow people to put thoughts in the minds of our kids, we let people put thoughts in our minds that are destructive, man, we're the biggest fools, really, that I've ever lived. We're going to take a quick break. We'll come right back.
Love America. Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar?
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steinblock, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
For thousands of years, silver has been used as both a medicine and a preservative. But not all silver is equal. Supernatural Silver is an amazing new technology that has been clinically shown to be several hundred times more effective than colloidal or ionic silver. Supernatural Silver resonates at the same frequency as germicidal light used in labs to kill bacteria and viruses. Supernatural Silver is a broad-spectrum microbial that creates no resistance and does not harm beneficial bacteria, making it ideal for daily use. It can be used internally as well as topically and is highly effective against bacterias, viruses, molds, and yeast. Supernatural Silver liquid and gel are perfect for on-the-go or emergency preparedness and can provide protection at home, school, or work. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and remember the promo code SILVER2014 for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com. Give yourself and your loved ones a fighting chance.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Welcome back to the Paul Drucken Financial Report and my website, internettruth.org. And my apologies, but as I said, this one was here. So, personally affected, you know me, I talk about what's on my mind. And at this point, just, you know, message to the wise. I think that basically there has to be both good and bad in this life. There has to be choices. People have to have choices. And the reality is that some people are going to make the wrong ones. And they're going to recover from it, and they're going to get that chance. And there's going to be others that are going to make the wrong choice, and they're not going to recover from it. And literally, I don't know the end or the beginning, so really I don't think it's my job to try to guess. But why make it harder on yourself? That's all I'm saying. Why make it harder on yourself? Life's hard enough, man. You know, keep it easy. Keep it simple. And you know, if you think something is going to have a bad end, it probably will. That's all I'm saying. Okay, I want to switch to other news. Ominous warning, Admiral concedes U.S. losing dominance to China. Yeah, well, this is actually probably news that could have been reported 10 years ago. The Obama administration's ballyhooed military pivot to Asia is running into some frank talk from the top U.S. commander in the Pacific. 3 years after the Pentagon said it was de-emphasizing Europe in favor of the Asia-Pacific region, Navy Admiral Samuel J. Locklear III said this week that U.S. dominance has weakened in the shadow of a more aggressive China. Our historic dominance that most of us in this room have enjoyed is diminishing, no question. Okay, I've got Kim from South Dakota. Kim? Kim, are you with us?
Yes, I am.
You're on the air.
Paul. I have a question. Well, a couple questions. I missed the first, like, maybe 5 minutes.
Yeah.
He was doing this while she was sleeping. Was he using a drug on her?
That's what was reported. I can only report what was reported to me. So I can't affirm that as fact, but I can tell you that it came from a very, 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 very close and reliable source to her.
Well, I believe you. And do they know what type of drug and how long the effects lasted?
I don't know if there's even an investigation into it. That's why I wanted to bring it out.
Because
there needs to be an investigation.
I had heard earlier someone mentioned it, but I didn't really go there. I mean, so I have no opinion whatsoever, but it just, it seems like if he was doing this, he would have had to have her drugged. And then I wonder if he was using drugs himself, being a police officer, and then being in those SSRI things so much.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I know there's a lot of evil running around.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm not naive. I live in a world that Satan owns, but I just, you know, I have a few more questions that I wish someone would investigate.
Well, the thing I really, really, really think needs to get out there was what he was doing, what he was purported doing. Not, I can't say anything as fact. I'm a journalist, so I can report what was reported to me. So based on the reports that I've received, which I guarantee you they have also received, someone, I truly, truly hope that someone is looking into the films that he was making. And that
well,
they
I don't think he would be making films for just himself. He had access to his wife, for goodness sakes, if you think about it.
Well, I mean, I have an opinion.
If you want to be vulgar, you know, like that. I mean, unless she was mad at him. But, I mean, why would he need films?
Yeah, exactly. And the question is who saw the film? And the people that saw it, in my mind, are criminal. Because if they knew the person, if these were being circulated locally and they knew her personally, it's a crime. I mean, I don't care how you define it. It's a criminal action. And
well, actually, what people do in their bedroom, no one else needs to see, in my opinion.
No, I agree with you.
I think it's all a crime. I mean,
okay,
all a crime.
What I'm trying to convey is if this, in fact, was going on, which I have reason to believe it was, obviously enough to talk about it, then all I'm trying to say is that the people that saw that video locally, if he was sharing it with his buddy somewhere, they have a responsibility, and they had a responsibility to come forward and say, this guy's a sick sucker, and he needs to be put in, you know, he needs help, or throw him in jail, one or the other.
Well, yeah.
I mean, they're the ones, all I'm saying is they're the ones that let down this woman.
Well, yeah, they help perpetrate the crime. What do you call that? Even though you didn't do the crime, you were part of it?
Yeah. I mean, the fact that he's making videos it disturbs me greatly, because the thing I'm thinking in terms of, and the fact that what he did, of course, is just grossly disturbing, but the point that he was recording it, and there's a high probability that he was recording it, he was also circulating it. And there's a high probability it was being circulated locally. I can't imagine someone saying, oh, isn't that your wife, and not telling her about it. And that's what that's what bothers me the most, is that someone else had to be seeing these videos, and no one came to her and said, hey, this is what's going on.
And that's just so sad. I mean, you got the children, and you got the mother, you got the grandmother, and then it makes you wonder, if he was making films, what about the children?
That's what I'm trying to say.
Because that would be very well hidden.
Yeah.
Because, you know.
And I could say that, and they can say that all they want, that they don't want these to get out to the general public because it's salacious. But no, this needs to get out there so people understand that this is bigger than just this guy. It has to be. That's all I'm saying.
I think so. Pornography is usually bigger than just one weirdo sitting at home making videos.
Exactly.
It goes out to all kinds of weirdos.
And if he was doing it for profit, if he was selling the videos, then that needs to be
profit. That's why they do it. There's big profit in it.
Yeah.
Most people don't shoot videos if there's no profit.
Yes.
What would be the purpose?
Yes. Well, Kim, you know me. I mean, you know, I just, you know, it is what it is. If it weighs on my mind, I gotta talk about it.
Well, I'm glad you did, because like I said, it came up on one of the talk show hosts earlier today, but I didn't go look into it or anything because I've been sick, and so I've been just mostly listening. Mm-hmm. And I thought, well, that's kind of weird. What the heck went on there? And then you brought it up, and I went, okay, this is like, I want to know what's really going on.
Exactly. Exactly. And the media has a responsibility to report factual information because this woman doesn't deserve to have her reputation tarnished. You know,
no.
This isn't about her all of a sudden picking up and running off on, you know, with another guy. This appears to be clearly, you know, all 100% him. That's all I'm saying.
Well, yeah. Well, him and whatever backer he had.
Yeah. Draw our own conclusions, Kim, right?
Well, I'm trying to, but I try not to be too biased, but I would assume there's a lot more people involved in this than meets the eye.
Well, I think that an investigation could bring a lot of things to light here. And if there's other women involved in this, I mean, if this is some kind of ring where they sit around and drug their wives, rape them, and make videos, then I think the general public obviously should know about that. And maybe they should be prosecuted.
Yes.
If that's what's going on. And I'm not saying it is.
In your little town, doesn't it seem kind of weird that that would be just one little isolated case?
Well, again, I have to really be careful what I say.
Yeah, I know. I know you do, Paul. So I will let you go and take other callers. But, yeah, I'm really starting to think about this one, and it becomes really scary because I'm from a small town, too. Who knows what these people are doing?
Exactly. And with the Internet, you know, it just makes it that much easier for them to profit from this kind of actions, which makes no sense. So, thanks, Kim.
But by prayers, you know, let the people know my prayers go out to their family.
I will.
It's a big tragedy.
Yes, thank you.
Mm-hmm. Bye.
Kim from South Dakota. We've got Kathy from Massachusetts. Kathy?
Yes, I just wanted to say I'll be praying for you this week that you can not get any pushback from your local people who, you know what I'm saying, you know what I mean, for talking about this tonight on the radio. I know someone in Dallas who's a dual PhD. He had to set a limit in his practice for 50% internet pornography addiction counseling because he said, I can't handle any more of it. This was a decade ago, all right?
Mm-hmm.
People staying up all night, all this kind of just addiction. And he said, I cannot hear any more than half of my, you know, my clients with this internet pornography stuff. And this was over a decade ago, so.
Yeah.
And there's no domestic violence funding for these women. Even in big cities, the funding has been cut. They basically end up pretty much homeless. Or,
yeah.
You know what I mean? It's a tragic situation. But I just want to let you know, I'll be praying for you that, you know what I'm saying, that something, I don't even want to say something good can come out of this, but some enlightenment. And I will pray that, if there is anything more going on here, that the light will be exposed to it. Sounds like you guys need a good revival meeting.
Yeah. Well, I think, what I wanted to say as well is I one of the things I would like to do, you know, if the resources ever come my way to be able to do it, is put together a solution for this. And I don't know if it's a solution, but at least some kind of alleviation. Kathy, thank you. We'll be right back.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2000.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
Nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. tough tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone. Frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit WhatLiesInYourDebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. WhatLiesInYourDebt.com has solutions. WhatLiesInYourDebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few $1,000s during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at WhatLiesInYourDebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit WhatLiesInYourDebt.com.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. COQ10 with hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, superfam and super male plex, colon enhancer, our top selling liquid, cal mag vitamin D, MSM sulfur capsules, and elderberry power capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
At truth.org. And one of the things I want to do is, if God does ever grant me the resources to do it, is I want to put together some type of a community for people that are in these kinds of situations, and literally, so they have a place to go with their kids. That's all. You know, so they can, maybe a community, maybe a village, maybe a place where they can own their own little businesses, garden, farm, whatever they want to do, you know? Just take care of their families and raise their kids. And, you know, I don't think it's healthy to just give people money and to let them sit home and watch TV all day. I mean, that's not good for anybody. I think it's far more productive to give them opportunity. And I have no problem at all with, but if the resources were to come, that I would, I'm just telling you, that's what I would love to do. You know, a little community where basically housing is provided, there's food, but there's work expected too. Literally, not only the customary duties of a mother, but also providing for that family. And it's just a concept, but it's one of the things I want to do, because I guess what breaks my heart more than anything is this woman felt she had nowhere else she could go, and that's what breaks my heart, is she just got to that point where she just probably saw something bad coming, but she couldn't get out of the way, and that's what bothers me more. I mean, when you're looking at a woman and they rely on a spouse for their income and for their support. And there's an unwritten agreement when you get married that you do your best to provide financial support for your family, and the woman stays home and raises your kids. Maybe not so much today, but that's how it used to be. That's how my wife and I operated. Then there's also some vulnerability there for the woman, and it's a great risk. I mean, they put a lot of faith in the man. And literally that faith just never be violated, because sacrifices are made, especially in situations like this, whether it's a sacrifice to abandon a career, or it's a sacrifice to stay home with the kids while, you know, the spouse is out there working and trying to advance his career. I mean, sacrifices are made, but it also increases vulnerability. And a woman who hasn't been out in the workforce one day has to make that decision that she's going to start over again. I mean, it takes an exceptional person, to overcome that kind of adversity. And it takes an exceptional person to recognize that they need to do it. They need to step out there and start over again. It's an exceptional person. And to be honest with you, there's nothing fair about it, because clearly they made an investment in a relationship with a promise, written contract. It's what marriage is. It's a written contract. And all of a sudden, because some smut producer provides images that their husband has access to, and he makes the choice to look at them, and he makes a choice to start acting on them, the dream is shattered. Women need a place to go. These women need a place to go where they can start over and where they can basically feel safe. Whatever that is, if God ever granted me the resources, I promise you that would be one of the things that I want to create. You know, people ask me, well, where is God in all this? You know, how could God sit there and let this woman and her two kids be killed, you know, by this psychopath? Why didn't he intervene? Well, you know what? I'll say this to those people. Why do you care? Because obviously you don't believe him anyway. You know, I mean, if you had any faith at all in God, then you wouldn't be asking such a stupid question. And when you ask a stupid question like that, you deserve a stupid answer. So the reason God permits these things is because it's according to contract that he made with us, and that was that he would not interfere with our education while we were on this planet going through this mortal experience. That was a promise that we made him make with us. And he respects our right to choose, our free agency, so much that he won't interfere unless, clearly, it doesn't interfere with our education. And so there's always going to be experiences you go through that aren't going to be just, they're going to be unfair, that are going to be, I don't even have the word for them. But at the end of the day, we all get what we deserve. And it doesn't matter if it happens in this life, because there is a next life. I know. I've been there. It's real. And whether or not the scale is balanced in this life doesn't matter, because it will be balanced. And the nice thing about it is that if it goes unbalanced, then it accumulates interest as well. So it's that much of a greater reward for us to go through these experiences. And so I guess what I'm saying is that to me it's stupid to judge something you don't understand, and since neither one of us is God, and we're not the ones that basically understand what the purpose of this stuff is, then I don't know if I'm in a position to say whether it's a good thing or a bad thing. Because I don't know what the ultimate outcome is for all this. But I do believe that everybody that goes through any experience is doing it because they have something to learn from it. And because ultimately it will be for the benefit of them and for the benefit of everybody else. So, let it go at that. If you're in the situation, my friends, you're a guy, and you're in the situation where you feel your world is falling apart, and it isn't your fault, and your family's taken from you, and it isn't your fault, just understand that anything that belongs to you will eventually be given back to you, if it truly belongs to you. If it doesn't belong to you, then it doesn't matter. So God always balances the scale. So if basically something is taken from you in this life, and it truly belongs to you, then what makes you think you're not going to have it in the next? I mean, the relationships that we value in this life, is somehow or another they were to come to an end, and they belong to us, then why would God deny us that in the next life? As long as we're able to be worthy of receiving it, I guess. That's what it boils down to. But I will say this. If you look at women as objects, as mere objects, that basically can be abused, then God sees that. And trust me when I tell you, suicide doesn't get you out of anything. All it does is it makes the penalty that much greater, because not only did you take the life of innocence, but you took your own, and it really wasn't yours to take in the first place. So you're not getting out of anything. And this guy's actions are even more cowardly, because that's the purpose of his suicide, was the honest belief that he thought somehow he could commit these atrocities and get away with it. That there would be no justice when he crosses that line from mortality into immortality. So, just understand that if you're going to make a decision in the heat of the moment, then maybe it's time to get out of the situation and then think about it for a while and don't do something stupid. And if you're in pain, if something hurts, then maybe it's time to get away from the situation and think about it. And understand that at the end of the day, we all have to make our choices, whatever they might be. And if a person makes the choice that they don't want to be with you for whatever reason, then it's your choice. If someone interferes with your relationship and basically takes that relationship away from you, then let it go. It wasn't yours to begin with. Because if it was yours, then you'd still have it. Because that's pretty much how life works. Sorry, my friends, some technical difficulties. We'll be back with you Monday for the Paul Johnston Financial Report. God bless. Have a great weekend.
With financial.